From the studios in Bentonville, Arkansas, you're listening to 8th & Walton's Retail Supplier Podcast. Each week, we discuss the issues facing Walmart suppliers and bring you solutions from industry experts. Visit us online at 8thandwalton.com if you have questions about today's podcast. And now your host, Jared Davis.
Thank you so much for tuning in to what's going to be our last podcast for 2021. We've got a unique one for you today to round out the year. If you are a Walmart supplier, you're obviously making plans now for 2022. Maybe in the past you visited us at 8thandwalton.com and considered requesting a free consultation. If you've ever wondered who you'd be speaking with or what kind of advice you may be getting during one of those consultations, that's what today's podcast is about. In the last week, I've had a chance to visit with different Walmart experts on our team to get their advice for you in planning your 2022 business with Walmart. And today, I'm going to play you the highlights from those conversations. If you would like to speak with any of these folks in a free consultation, I've got a link out in our podcast description, or you can simply go to 8thandwalton.com and click on Contact Us. All right, let's get into it. The first person I had a chance to speak with is our good friend Joel Graham, director of Retail Link and Sam's Club Insights. Joel talked about new tools and policies that Walmart has rolled out recently that most suppliers may have missed, and the importance of getting up to speed on them now before penalties hit in 2022.
This new application that Walmart has launched, and quite frankly, many suppliers don't know about it, it's called Fixit, capital F-I-X-I-T, and that is an application that communicates to the supplier via a portal what defects there were about their products as they entered into the building of the regional DC. They have inspectors now that will record those defects, take pictures of those defects, and then post them as a ticket. You know, it's a supplier's responsibility to go into Retail Link, log into that application, and respond to those tickets and respond with resolution to those tickets. Sometimes it's hard to understand. They might label the ticket as a labeling issue when it's really, you know, a barcode issue or an item setup issue. So it may take some investigation. And the Fixit application is, for lack of better words, the cousin to the SQEP program, the Supplier Quality Excellence program. So if I see a defect in the Supplier Quality Excellence program, it's very likely that it's going to show up as a actual ticket for them to respond to in the Fixit application. The SQEP program for phase three is titled Packaging Pallets and Load Quality. And if you go to the SQEP portal, they've now redesigned it, and they have little boxes that have those different subjects in it. So they have PO accuracy box, they have a pallet and load quality box, and I think they have another one that's also out there. The pallet quality or the load quality box is currently empty, and it says coming soon. So even though we're in the fourth quarter, and that's when those measurements would start to occur, they haven't quite gotten the data out there yet, and that may be for a variety of reasons. One specific thing I'm seeing almost on a daily basis now with clients is the case label has always had a requirement to have a case label on two adjacent sides. So there needs to be two case labels on a case, not just one. And many suppliers are just simply putting one case label on the longest side of the case. But Walmart has made it clear, and they're now starting to fine for this and put it in the Fix-It tickets, that there needs to be two case labels, both on the corner, the bottom right corner of the case, sometimes on two adjacent sides, but certainly, you know, so that the case can be scanned easily and that label can be found. If it's on the opposite side, I've got two labels to find.
After Joel finished up with proper labeling on shipments, I asked him about advice that he would give suppliers to reduce their issues and penalties when it comes to labeling. Here's what he said about an issue that he sees quite a bit.
There is a huge difference, a big difference between a case label and a shipping label. And I've seen case labels and shipping labels morph together into one label, which is guaranteed to get you a fine. But a shipping label is a label that determines the destination of the product. A case label is a label that determines the contents of the case. So again, we need to be sure that we keep those two labels clear and separate.
The next person we got to speak with is Terry Clear, our Director of Replenishment and Sales Insights. You know, anyone can tell you that it's important to plan and have a strategy, but Terry actually gives suppliers advice on how to make that plan and specifically why it's so important to strategize closely with your Walmart buyer.
Really, a supplier should be working with three calendars. First of all, your mod calendar. You generally have a mod set once a year, and so that creates a cycle. Then there is your supplier. You have your own company's fiscal year calendar, so you need to consider that. And then there is the Walmart calendar. So I would look at how all those calendars line up and say, for the month of November, this is where I am in my mod calendar, in the Walmart calendar, and my company's fiscal year calendar, and work it that way, all three calendars simultaneously, because the Walmart calendar for 2022, that's great, but you should be doing things differently if your mod is in week 4 versus week 44. So you're at a different place on your annual modular calendar. So you would have different activities going on if your mod is week 4 versus mod in week 44. And the start of the calendar year, well, is your company a calendar year company, or does your company's year begin in July, or what does that look like? And then the Walmart fiscal calendar that starts in February and ends in January, to answer that question specifically, do you know what your buyer's goals are for this next fiscal year? Because the buyer only put your product on the shelf because the buyer thinks your product will help meet the buyer's goals. It's not because they love your product or your company. If they don't think your product is going to help them meet their goals, you're going to lose space on the shelf. And if you don't know what your buyer's goals are, how can you help meet those goals? And how can you identify where I may be falling short and I need to make adjustments? And where might I be exceeding my buyer's goals? And how can I use that to both my advantage and Walmart's advantage and serve the customer better?
If your company is supplying to Walmart stores in Canada, you already understand some of the unique opportunities happening there this season. At our 8th and Walton office in Canada, our Director of Canada's Retail Link Insights, Heather Reed, discussed the current situation, and she also offered some great planning advice for suppliers.
In Canada, Jared, the country's feeling the impacts of mudslides and flooding in British Columbia, adding to the existing backlog of the supply chain issues from the pandemic. So suppliers really need to know where their products are while keeping an eye on the Vancouver port. The port is experiencing significant disruption to the rail and truck distribution. Experts are saying it'll take a considerable amount of time, well into 2022, for the supply chain to get back to normal. Therefore, as a Walmart supplier today, we need to be more than ever aware of our forecast. There are two main templates on RetailLink that I can think of that will really help suppliers with this. The demand forecast, it's an indicator of expected consumer sales, and the supply plan. And that's what Walmart's predicting our POs to be. So communicating with the Walmart replenishment fulfillment team and category manager is vital at this time. Walmart will be looking at us as a supplier for information and answers. Staying on top of our business now, your fill rates and OTIF scorecards are going to be essential so that we don't get these fill rate fines. Let them know about any of those fill rate concerns today in advance. Be proactive prior to those fines being deducted from your payments and communicating any of those discrepancies. Also, what we're seeing is inflation here in Canada and moving at a very, very fast pace. Consumers are going to be looking at Walmart for essential needs. So prices are not going down. They're continuously going up and putting a tremendous strain on the consumers' budgets. So we're seeing category managers are going to be looking for us as suppliers for rollbacks and multi-C programs to help drive these sales. Bottom line here, be proactive now. Don't sit back just because of the impacts of the Canadian market today. Start today by taking Canadian Retail Link classes, supply chain classes, and our accounting class with us.
Many Walmart suppliers first become familiar with 8th and Walton when they're researching Walmart training classes. The two people on our team that work closely with suppliers on selecting the class right for their needs are our operations manager, Adela Rojas, and education director, Marie Clapper. We got to visit with Adela and Marie about 2022 supplier training here at 8th and Walton.
As a supplier, if you're thinking about taking a class this year, take a look at 8th and Walton. We've used this last year to perfect our technique on Zoom. Our instructors and our methods and our technology have really made this a very smooth process.
And also, our classes are small. We only have 10 attendees per class. And in RetailLink, in case we have more than 10, we will have two teachers for you. And also, if you have been with Walmart for a while and have specific needs or questions about OTIF, deductions, SQP, or other topics, you can check all our other classes.
Yes, we've got loads of classes, and it's been fun organizing them, talking with our instructors who themselves have been suppliers and Walmart employees. The slate of classes we have for 2022 is really exciting.
It's usually around this time during the fourth quarter that many suppliers begin planning for expanding their teams in the new year. So Adela and Marie talked about 8th and Walton training specifically designed for those new employees in your office.
If you are new, our RetailLink classes would be great for you. You will learn how to navigate RetailLink, how to prepare and run reports, and also how to learn to analyze the data.
And our new suite, Start Strong, is really made to order for someone who's starting the new year with a new team member, because it covers both RetailLink and supply chain. And when you finish those classes, you have a real handle on what's happening in Walmart's retail horizon.
Yes, and suites are going to help you save money.
Oh, that's true, yes, because when you buy multiple classes, there's always a discount.
And if you have any questions about the classes, just reach out to me and I will be happy to help you.
And finally, we had a chance to visit with 8th and Walton President and CEO, Mr. Jeff Clapper. And Jeff had some very interesting thoughts on not only suppliers preparing for business in 2022, but really considering making investments now that are going to pay off down the line.
Well, I think the pandemic has, of course, really brought everyone to step back and think about what matters to them and where they want to put their attention. And we spend so much of our time, our lifetime working, of course, to provide for ourselves, our families. And so, a lot of my emphasis goes into what's important to our team and to sort of our overall well-being. And I think as far as that would translate to suppliers, it's using this time. I love this time of year, sort of late in the calendar year, to reflect on those kinds of broad questions. Of course, as an education focused company, that has to do with where else can we push ourselves to be learning? Where else are we curious? Where can we find sort of the frontiers of our opportunities individually and as a business? And yeah, that can translate to training or finding new coaching, finding new guidance and advice. And that's a long game thing. So you might, you might take a class that gives you insight that you can apply on January 1st, but some of the impact of that learning might really play out and be seen over months and years. And I love the notion of sort of the compound interest of having that knowledge of learning and then the dividends that learning pays over time, and just consistency around that. So in my mind, it's taking this time right now to think about where else can we learn and grow and improve what we do and who we are, and then recognizing and taking inspiration from the fact that over time, all that learning continues to build on itself and reward us in greater ways.
And that is going to wrap it up for 8th and Walton's 2021 Retail Supplier Podcast. If you would like a free consultation with anyone you've heard on today's show, all you have to do is click on the link in our podcast description or visit us online at 8thandwalton.com and then click on the contact tab. We appreciate you listening to us this year. We will talk with you again in 2022. Take care.